This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
I'm Saddam. To our listeners, welcome to Saturday News number 1139. Today we'll be learning about a song dedicated to Lord Krishna, and we're also going to find out the meaning of that particular bhajan. I am Gulab Bilimoria of Sri Satya Sai International Organisation of New Zealand. And I offer my most loving and humble pranams at the lotus feet of our beloved Bhagwan, Sri Satya Sai Baba. Let's get straight into this particular program about bhajans.
Lotus feet of our beloved Bhagwan, Sri Satya Sai. Respected elders, dear brothers and sisters, loving sairams to all of you. I hope all good at your end by Swami's divine grace and blessings. After a wonderful and inspiring talk yesterday, today we are here to learn one more bhajan. Today we will take a bhajan which is dedicated to, offered to Lord Krishna. This song is one of my favorites too. Sai Kanhaiya, Sai Kanhaiya, Paar Karo Mere Jeevan Naiya. Such a sweet and meaningful bhajan which we can offer at Lord Krishna's lotus feet. Let us go to the lyrics of this particular bhajan. The first line is Sai Kanhaiya, Sai Kanhaiya. Second line, Paar Karo Mere Jeevan Naiya. Third line, Tum Ho Mere Maa Baap Bhaiya. Fourth line, Hridaya Nivasi Krishna Kanhaiya. Next, Hridaya Nivasi Sai Kanhaiya. Then Paar Karo Mere Jeevan Naiya. Such a wonderful bhajan which has got a lot of meaning also, which we can relate in so many things. The particular bhajan is in Rag Desh, one of the beautiful rag, and which fits into 8-beat Kherva cycle as a Thal, and a reference scale for Jansh should be 2.5 Pancham, or E you can call it as, or Y3, and for ladies it should be 6.5 Pancham or B, or you can call it as Y7. But again, these are the reference scales, and choose your own scale which is comfortable for you to offer the best. Now let's go through the meaning one by one. Here the word Kanhaiya means the most beloved son. Sai Kanhaiya, Sai Kanhaiya. What do you mean by Kanhaiya? As I mentioned, the most beloved son. Why this name has come to Lord Krishna like most beloved son? This is one of the most fitting titles to address Lord Krishna, since the story of how Krishna mesmerized the whole of Vrindavan and Gokul as a tiny child is unparalleled in mythology. The several miracles, heroic killing of demons, liberating heavenly beings from their curses, and stealing butter from the household of Vrindavan, and playing on the banks of the river Yamuna and grazing cows on the hills of Govardhana mountain and dancing on the hoods of the serpent, you know, lifting the hill of Govardhan and spreading the seeds of divine love in the hearts of the gopis, and many more come to surface, bringing back the memories of Krishnavatar, the 8th incarnation of Lord Vishnu, you can say. Due to his intimate connection with every soul in Gokul and Vrindavan, Krishna was so popular and was the member of every household in the village and its surroundings. Therefore, people of Gokul and Vrindavan took immense delight in calling Krishna as Kanhaiya, or the darling son or darling child of every family. Though Krishna stayed in Gokul only for 8 years, and the impressions he left in the minds of the people there lasted for a lifetime in the hearts of their hearts. The sweet little darling child was much more than their dear kid in being their redeemer and elevator to journey them through the ocean of birth and death. Paar karo mere jeevan naiya. Such a beautiful elaboration, such a beautiful meaning this particular bhajan has. We are supposed to, you know, have both birth and death. And as I mentioned in my previous discussion, the journey in between this birth and death is nothing but a suffering many a times if we are not in connection with Lord. It will be a suffering. So, paar karo mere jeevan naiya. So, I am trying to cross the ocean of this Bhavasagar using a boat. Just help me. Now, we all know that whoever takes birth, he has to leave this place one or other time. In between that, there is a journey. And why we are pleading here? Paar karo, paar karo. Why you have to plead? You know, anyways, it is confirmed that your birth is already happened and one day you are going to leave this place. And the journey also somehow it will pass. And why again you are pleading Lord Krishna as paar karo mere jeevan naiya? Anyways, it is going to paar and you are going to, you know, finish your journey today or tomorrow. But again, why you have to? That's why here comes the value of Namasmaran. Though you know that you will reach your destination, but you want to reach the destination safe, sound, and without any problems. That's why you are pleading the Lord to paar karo mere jeevan naiya. You know, for example, you are traveling to Puttaparthi and you just get into a bus and now you chant Swami's name. Swami, make me to reach your place safe and sound. Anyways, bus driver is there and it's a conditioned bus. It will definitely take you to Puttaparthi in whatever the hours it is meant to carry you to your journey destination. But still, why do we pray to Bhagwan? Here comes the power of Namasmarana. Why? Because in between that, one of the bus tire might get punctured or there might be some, you know, diesel flow problem and it may stop like a natural calamity. It's like it might rain heavily and hurricane, the wind. So these all might happen and affect your journey. That's why you have to pray, Swami. So many people says that why we have to, if our starting point and ending point and this journey, everything is predecided, why do you have to chant the name of the Lord for each and every day and each and every minute? For example, you have studied well and your examination is there tomorrow and you are more than confident enough to go and write the examination. But still our elder says, pray to Bhagwan and then you write the examination. It gives you confidence. That is true. But you have prepared well and you have paid your examination and you know where to go and sit and write your examination. But again, why you had to do the Namasmaranam is again, that is also ease. To ease the process. You know, when you start from your house and you have to reach your destination, that is your examination point, and you have to remember all the things. So, Bhagavat Anugraham is helpful for you to reach your destination happily. Though everything is predecided, Namasmarana can make all the worldly sufferings lighter. We discussed in our previous discussions also. So, paar karo मेरे जीवन नैया. द थर्ड लाइन, तुम हो मेरे माँ बाप भैया. यू नो इन दिस लाइफ द रियल फादर, रियल मदर, रियल ब्रदर एंड रियल फ्रेंड इज नन अदर दैन द गॉड हिमसेल्फ. ऑफकोर्स आर पेरेंट्स आर द सेम स्वरूपस ऑफ गॉड फॉर ऑल ऑफ अस. इवन आर पेरेंट्स आर गिवन बाय द गॉड हिमसेल्फ. सो द परम पिता आर परम माता इज फाइनली द गॉड. सो तुम हो मेरे माँ बाप भैया. हृदय निवासी कृष्ण कन्हैया. दिस इज वेरी ब्यूटिफुल लाइन. वाई यू हैव टू कॉल हिम एज हृदय निवासी? यू नो वेन एवर यू रिक्वायर हिम, ऑफकोर्स वी रिक्वायर हिम ईच एंड एवरी सेकेंड ऑफ आवर लाइफ, बट वेन एवर यू रिक्वायर हिम, इफ यू कॉल हिम एज पुट्टपर्ति साई, शिरडी साई, द्वारक माई, बृंदावन विहारी, हे व्रजपाल, हे कैलासवास, यू नो दीज आर ऑल द प्लेसेस विच आर अवे फ्रॉम द पर्टिकुलर प्लेस वे यू वॉन्ट हिम टू बी प्रेजेंट विथ यू. देर इज नो रॉन्ग इन कॉलिंग वाइल सिंगिंग द सॉन्ग, बट फाइनली द नियरर एंड डियरर टू यू ऑलवेज एंड ईजिली एक्सेसिबल पॉइंट इज योर हार्ट. Here I am reminded of one more story. You might be knowing the story of Draupadi's Vastrapaharanam, and you know when she required Lord Krishna's help, she was calling him as, "Hey Vrajapala, hey Brindavana Gopala, please come and help me." But still there was no particular response from Lord Krishna. And when she calls as, "Hey Hridayanivasi, please help me," and the Lord manifests there to help her. So what it means is, definitely we can praise him with different, you know, names, that Partivasa, Brindavana Nivasa, Hey Vrajapala, Brindavana Gopala, everything. But finally, you know, we should know that his place of living is your heart. Hey Hridayanivasa, that time the response will be more quicker and more appealing, I feel. Hridayanivasi Krishna Kanaya, Paar Karo Mere Jeevananaya. Such a beautiful song. So let's go to the tune of this particular bhajan. So I'll be taking black one, that is C sharp.
Sai Kanaya, साई कन्हैया, पार करो मेरे जीवन नैया. तुम हो मेरे माँ बाप भैया, हृदय निवासी कृष्ण कन्हैया, हृदय निवासी साई कन्हैया, पार करो मेरे जीवन नैया, पार करो मेरे जीवन नैया. साई कन्हैया, साई कन्हैया.
Here the first line,
साई कन्हैया, साई कन्हैया, साई.
So when you sing the second time, साई,
साई कन्हैया, साई कन्हैया, पार करो मेरे जीवन नैया.
Again that pleading, and you are going to beg Lord Krishna, that young Krishna, to help you to cross this ocean of life.
पार करो मेरे जीवन नैया.
There's a beautiful variation while you are repeating the same line.
पार करो मेरे जीवन नैया. पार करो मेरे जीवन नैया. पार करो मेरे जीवन नैया. तुम हो मेरे माँ बाप भैया.
One more beautiful variation while repeating.
तुम हो मेरे माँ बाप भैया. तुम हो मेरे माँ बाप भैया भैया.
Now you proudly say he is the indweller of your own heart. He is the hridaya nivasi.
Hridaya nivasi Krishna Kanhaiya. Hridaya nivasi Krishna Kanhaiya.
While repeating,
हृदय निवासी कृष्ण कन्हैया.
इवन लॉर्ड कृष्णा इज आल्सो नोन एज किशन आल्सो कृष्ण आल्सो. सो जस्ट टू गिव मोर फील यू कैन सिंग एज
कृष्ण कन्हैया.
देर आर डिफरेंट वर्जन्स एंड फ्यू वर्जन्स सेज
कृष्ण कन्हैया.
Few versions says
Krishna Kanhaiya.
So you can sing either
Hridaya Nivasi Sai Kanhaiya. Hridaya Nivasi Sai Kanhaiya. पार करो मेरे जीवन नैया.
रिपीटिंग.
पार करो मेरे जीवन नैया. साई कन्हैया साई कन्हैया. पार करो मेरे जीवन नैया.
Let's go through the entire version. I will leave some gaps for you to sing the chorus.
साई कन्हैया साई कन्हैया. पार करो मेरे जीवन नैया. पार करो मेरे जीवन नैया. तुम हो मेरे माँ बाप भैया. तुम हो मेरे माँ बाप भैया। हृदय निवासी कृष्ण कन्हैया, हृदय निवासी कृष्ण कन्हैया।
सो एट द एंड ऑफ दिस लाइन यू कैन डिलीवर इट एज
कृष्ण कन्हैया, कृष्ण कन्हैया, हृदय निवासी कृष्ण कन्हैया। हृदय निवासी साई कन्हैया, पार करो मेरे जीवन नैया। पार करो मेरे जीवन नैया, साई कन्हैया, साई कन्हैया, पार करो मेरे जीवन नैया। तुम हो मेरे माँ बाप भैया, हृदय निवासी कृष्ण कन्हैया, हृदय निवासी साई कन्हैया, पार करो मेरे जीवन नैया। पार करो मेरे जीवन नैया, साई कन्हैया, साई कन्हैया, पार करो मेरे जीवन नैया।
Here, few of the lines you have to sing very softly and very gently. For example, the first line, fill your heart with love and fill your face with beautiful smile.
Sai Kanhaiya, Sai Kanhaiya.
With lot of love, you know. Make it softer.
Sai Kanhaiya, Sai Kanhaiya.
Second line is like a pleading.
पार करो मेरे जीवन नैया।
Then when you come to the last line, again, same soft voice with beautiful smile.
हृदय निवासी साई कन्हैया, पार करो मेरे जीवन नैया।
You know, you're asking for help. You know, you cannot be authoritative. Hey, Lord Krishna, please come and help. You cannot say like that. And you're asking him with a begging bowl. Hey, Lord Krishna, hey, Kanhaiya, please and help me to travel this entire life journey with ease.
Paar karo mere jeevan naiya, paar karo mere jeevan naiya.
Such a meaningful bhajan. You know, actually, these kind of Sai bhajans are not lesser than any of the meditation technique you do, which I mentioned in our previous sessions also. Each line you had to remember like a scenes, like a story. When you sing Sai Kanhaiya, just remember Lord Krishna, that Kanhaiya in front of you and doing all the mischiefs which I was mentioning before, the story of Vrindavan. Just in a glance, just remember the difficulties you are undergoing in your life and Lord Krishna is coming and, you know, dissolving all the difficulties and making your life so easy and so happy. You know, like that, when you connect this entire Sai Bhajan as a story, it becomes a meditation. And once you get used to this kind of technique, whenever you sing, your bhajan will be like a meditation for you also and whoever listens to you around. They will go to the trance or the meditative mode. What more you require? You are giving happiness to your soul. At the same time, you are giving happiness to the souls who are around you and who have come to witness and get connect with Bhagwan. What a meaningful bhajan. Please practice these bhajans with lot of devotion and lot of love. Please keep practicing Sai bhajans. Send your bhajans also for us to cherish. And we request all of you to send your bhajans. In fact, actually, even, you know, we are receiving a lot of recordings, as I mentioned before. It doesn't mean that only the new singers have to record and send us. Also, I request all other singers who are, you know, who are singing Sai Bhajan since ages and who are very experienced in singing Sai Bhajans. Please, if you have new bhajans and, you know, new compositions, please share with us. And it is like sharing the love with all other family members here. And we would love to learn those bhajans also. That's it for the day. Have a great day. May Swami bless all of us. Jai Sai Ram.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.